Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media ahead of Sunday's season opener against Houston.
Appreciate everybody being here. Good practice. Guys came out and took care of business, so we're one step closer. Trying to take it one day at a time. Focus on our preparation. Get ready to play a very good football team. What questions do you have?
John, you saw that the offensive lineman had an extended inside at the beginning. Any other adjustments just because of the extreme heat today?
We did. We had a couple things, you know, with water breaks and things like that, and everybody did a great job. Felt good about the way they worked, and we got the day in. Yeah. Well, it's funny you mention that because that's exactly what we talked about today in the team meeting. That's the excitement of the first game is there. Just like the fans are excited, players and coaches are excited, you know. And sometimes you gotta take a deep breath, you know, and just kind of settle yourself a little bit and take care of what's right in front of you. And today, what was right in front of us was meetings, taking care of themselves physically and then having a good practice. Now it'll be another set of meetings and then taking care of their bodies again. So one step at a time, one revolution at a time, and then get ready to play for Sunday. You look good. You look fine.
What's the challenge or the ease of facing a rookie quarterback? Does that say have a good record against rookie quarterbacks? You know, there's no book on those guys in the NFL. How much do you weigh that versus
Right. It's a good question. It's not really something you do weigh too much because we've got to focus on what we do and their scheme and what they do. You know, we know that C.J. Stroud is extremely talented. We know that I watched him play a lot, obviously, and have the utmost respect for him, his ability for their offense, for the system they run, for the players they have. They've got, you know, great skill players. They got a great run game, you know, downhill run game. They had that last year, too, in terms of the, you know, run the zone scheme, fullback on the field, all those things that we're going to have to be ready for. But we're just going to have to do what we do, try to do it our best that we can and let the chips fall.
John, obviously, in week one, fans, there's a lot of new players on this team that fans are excited to see. And I know you're ready to see all these guys play, but is there anybody that you're kind of anxious to see on Sunday?
You know, I'm anxious to see everybody. I mean, really, honestly, I'm anxious to see the team. That's the anybody I'm anxious to see is the team and all the parts of the team, you know, that are going to be out there playing, trying to do their best. Everybody wants to play very well, very much, and we're going to try to do our best.
John, this is going to be Odell's first game in about a year any thoughts of or any talk about a snap count for him for that first game?
No, we haven't had that conversation. I think it's going to be part and parcel of the game plan and the personnel groups that go on the field, but he's ready to go.
Hey, John, Odell's going to be speaking a little bit here today. He shared in an interview that he texted you to tell you that you run a world-class organization. I know you're not fishing for compliments, but
well, thank you, Mark. You know, it'd be a lie to say it doesn't mean something, right? I mean, it means something because there's a guy that, you know, he's been around. He knows what he's talking about, you know, and have so much respect for him. The thing that you respect when it comes from somebody that works so hard every day at his craft. But, yeah, it was meaningful. It was appreciated. But, yeah, we're not fishing for compliments. I like that. I do. I just talked to him coming off the field. You guys saw that. You know, that was really kind of, he'll probably tell you, but that's kind of what he's talking about. That's what he's thinking about. He's very aware of the fact that he hasn't played in a long time and how important it is and how excited he is and how much he's put into getting himself back to this point. I mean, when you commit so much, you make so many sacrifices, you work so hard, you know, those are investments that are made with your time and your energy and your effort and your emotions and everything else. And I know he's looking for that to pay off. You know, he's hoping that that's going to pay off, and he's going to be out there playing just as hard and as well as he can because of it.
John, I think the attributes here most often associated with Coach Monk is his ability to instill confidence in the quarterbacks that he works with. We've known Lamar to be a pretty unflappable guy, always confident. So how do you think that is going to, you know, affect how Lamar approaches these games?
Yeah, I mean, Lamar's his own man. You know, Lamar's a confident guy, and he's confident because he's another guy that works so hard at it. I mean, Lamar has put everything into it. He has been out here. He's been studying day and night. He's been working on all of his fundamentals, and he's ready to go. And he's ready to, like we said last week, he's ready to be on point with everything he does. So, I think Todd and he get along great. You know, they've got to be like that. They are like that. They talk a lot, and we'll see what happens. And not, it's not just one game either. You know, we're going to talking about a whole season in front of us.
John, I think it's implied by the amount of investment you put into the passing attack, including giving Lamar a contract. But do you see him, you know, just attempting more passes this season? I mean, do you see him maybe setting passes, passing attempt single high season highs, and how could that influence your offense?
I mean, well, probably the answer is going to be we're going to do whatever we feel like we need to do to win, because that's always the answer. You know, it was never, you know, not throwing the ball or not running, whatever. It was never that. But I think just by virtue of the personality of the team, it's a pretty fair assumption that we're going to throw the ball more. No question about that, and I'm excited about that. But, again, game to game, series to series, whatever needs to be done, that's what our guys are up for. Yeah, I mean, I trust those players. You know, I trust those players to go out there, corners, safeties, linebackers, the whole defense, the whole team, really, to go out there and play well. I mean, we've got guys in our team for a reason. You know, it's because they're very good players. So, you know, that's not really a road I need to travel down in terms of concern, because I know those guys are going to go out there and play their hearts out. You know, and they're excellent players, and you know, the bar is high, and I'm very certain that they're going to play very well.
We can do two more guys.
John, Zay Flowers, obviously a guy who's created a ton of interest around himself over the last couple months. What's your sense, based on what you've learned about him, of how he's going to make that transition from what he's done in the summer to kind of the real stage?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just the pundits and the prognosticators, to quote Jack Harbaugh. You know, I'm not either one of those. So I don't have a prediction in terms of, you know, how he's going to fare. I think he's going to fare really well. You know, because he's a really good player and he works really hard. And, you know, guys like that tend to do really well. You know, he's got talent. So I think he's going to do great. But how he's going to transition and all that, you know, I don't know. I just think he's going to come out and play great football for us and win games for us. And that's all we really ask. To make it more than that, you know, it's kind of like, what are we talking about here?
Good.
Good, thanks. Okay.